Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We're still in our series about finding joy. And today I want to talk about a term that one of the triples in my downline uses, and she calls it self-care. And I just love it because this was something that I wanted to focus on in 2017, but I didn't even realize it had a term. But I wanted to take care of myself. I needed to get back to me. And I don't know about y'all, but when you're a leader in this company, when you're a leader in this business, and you figure out that you have a knack for this, and you're good at it, and that can lead to overworking without even trying to overwork because you don't feel like you're working. You just really enjoy what you do at It Works. You love being a leader. You love seeing lives change. But in that, we find, we're on our phone 24/7. We want to just make sure we don't miss anything, don't miss a message from a team member, or if somebody signs somebody, we want to celebrate with them. We don't want to miss a message from a potential. We want to take every opportunity to grow this business because we don't know when the boom is going to end. And yes, all of that is so true. And it's fun because we're good at it. If you're on this call and you're a leader in this company, you're good at being a distributor for It Works. You're good at being a leader. And that's fun. It's a good feeling. So it can be really easy, especially in first quarter or when you're having an amazing year or you're on an amazing run up the ranks of this company, it can be really easy to forget about self-care. And the reason that it's important that we focus on this is because at some point, that run up the ranks, you're going to experience a lull in your business. You can only run at that pace so far, and you're going to burn yourself out. And this has the risk of not being fun anymore, which we talked about on Monday. You run the risk of losing your fire and your passion for this business simply because you've totally overworked yourself and neglected yourself. And then this becomes especially more important when you go through your first slowdown in your business or your first valley. Because if you are, you got to remember this is a business and there are really, really good times, but you're also going to go through some hard times and struggles. And, you need to be prepared for that because you can't avoid it. Denise Walsh taught us last summer at Green Carpet that you can't avoid going through the mud. There's nothing you can do to stave it off. But you can be stronger as you go through it so that you don't lose faith. You come through it on the other side stronger. So this idea of self-care, that's why it's so important. And some of the words that I've used for myself this year when I'm focusing on this is rest, restore, rejuvenate. And this goes back to 3 John 2. And I'm pulling in more scripture because all of this goes back to the ambassador Zoom we did with Dr. Dawn. And I'm telling you that Zoom, I can't wait for all of you guys to be ambassadors so that you can get access firsthand and live to those types of Zooms. But he recited this and he quoted this. 3 John 2 says, God wants us to prosper and be healthy. So not only does God want us to be prosperous and to work hard and to prosper, but he also wants us to be healthy. And we need to be taking care of ourselves. So what I would challenge you, leader, today is to find out what does that for you. What activity, activity, I guess is the only word I can come up with. What activity finds you rest, restoration, and rejuvenation? What is it that you can do that is just for you? You, the person, me, Kim, the person, not Kim, the mom, Kim, the, leader at It Works, Kim, the wife, what is it just Kim? And so that's what you'll see this year. If you follow me on social media, you'll see me. I'm doing several new things this year. And all of that, I'm trying new things. And that is all to find something that is self-care for me, that restores my soul, that rejuvenates me, where I can be alone with God. I'm starting to play that guitar, and that is so that I can play worship music and during my prayer time. But learning something new has just reinvigorated me. Trying out some different workout classes to see what, I'm good at and what fits me. And, all of that has just been super therapeutic for me, and it's helping me in so many areas, just feeling like myself and being excited about life. And that's the part that we need to figure out how we can focus on. So leaders on this podcast, I want to challenge you to find something that you can do every week or every other week that is just for you, the person who you are. Not you, the significant other, the mom, the wife, the business leader, but you, the person. And I promise you, if you do that, if you find time to focus on yourself and do something just for yourself, this self-care that we're talking about, it's going to make you flourish in every other area as well. You're going to flourish in your business. You're going to flourish in your marriage, your relationships. As a mom or a dad, if there's men listening to this, it's going to affect every area because you are excited about life in general again. And when you are excited and whole and healthy, that's when everything else flourishes. And I want to leave you with this. Philippians 4 talks a little bit about this, because when you are in that place where you are, just focusing on you, you've got your priorities in line, that is when you can find the peace that Jesus gives. And so Philippians 4 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with understanding, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And Dr. John taught us that word peace in that verse means shalom, which is translated to, it's Greek for shalom, and translated means nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's what we're trying to get to. Nothing, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. When you have such a peace and you are so fulfilled in every aspect of life that everything is flourishing. So when you hit those tough spots in your business or something, you know, a wall comes up, you hit a wall, you are able to deal with it because you have been functioning in this state of peace, this shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. So that's our ultimate goal. We will wrap this series up on Friday. And
thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.